Chaitanya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Vishnupad Paramahansvai Rajakacharya Sutra Sri Sri Srimad Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Veda Bhaktivrinda ki Dai Gaur Pramanande. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 19 Text 181 to 184. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So there is 181. Sattvik Vyabhichari Bhavira Milane Krishna Bhakti Rasahoy Amrit Ashwadane. We can go with this translation. When the higher standard of ecstatic love is mixed with the symptoms of sattvic and vyabhichari, the devotee realizes the transcendental bliss of loving Krishna and a variety of nectarian tastes. So this Sattvic Vyabhichari itself just mentioned that in the previous slokas. 182. Jaise dadhisita ghrita maricha karpura milane rasala hoy amrita madhura. Translation. These tastes are like the combination of yogurt, sugar candy, ghee, clarified butter, black pepper, and camphor, and are as palatable as sweet nectar. This is the one way. This is the way to make one item that we use in the deity worship. That is called madhuparka. Madhuparka is a mixture of yogurt, sugar, ghee, and the fine masala here, like it says, black pepper and camphor. That tastes very good. You can try. This is also an item when groom arrives to the sacrificial arena, the bride's parents are there to welcome him. So this is one of the items they offer him, madhuparka. Madhuparko, madhuparkaha, pratigrihyatam. So and then he says, I accept, and he drinks it, if you offer.
Nowadays we go for shortcut one because we don't have much time to go through that. We, you know, just do symbolically something, not giving him something to drink. Okay. So next is on 83 and 84 together.
Bhakta Vede Rati Dheya Pancha Parakar Shantarati Dasharati Shakarati Yar Vasalarati Madhurarati E Pancha Vibhe Rati Vede Krishna Bhakti Rase Pancha Ve.
Do again.
Bhakta Vede Rati Dheya Pancha Parakar Shantarati Dasharati Shakarati Yar Vasalarati Madhurarati E Pancha Vibhe Rati Vede Krishna Bhakti Rase Pancha Ve.
We go one more time.
Bhakta Vede Rati Vede Pancha Parka Shantarati Dasarati Shakarati Ar Vatsalarati Madhurarati E Pancha Vive Rati Vede Krishna Bhakti Rase Pancha Ve.
That's nice. Thank you. According to the devotee, okay, let's go to synonyms. What I'll say.
Bhakta Bhede, according to varieties of devotees. Rati Bhed, different attachments. Pancha Parakar, five categories. Santi Rati,
should be Shantarati,
neutral appreciation. Dasyarati, attachment in a service attitude. Shakyarati, attachment by friendly appreciation.
Also.
Vatsalyarati, attachment by parental affection. Madhurarati, attachment by conjugal love. Ei, these, pancha, five, bhed, divisions. Rati bhede, by attachment on different platform. Krishna bhakti rase, in the mellows derived from devotional service to Krishna. Pancha, five, veda, varieties.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Santarati is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.16, 17 and 18 as follows. Manase nirvikalpatvam sama itya vidhiyate.
When one is completely free from all doubts and material attachments, he attains the neutral position called Shanta.
Vidhaya Vishayun Mukhyam Nijananda Sitir Yata Atmana Katyate Shotra Svabhava Sama Ityasau Praya Sama Pradhananam Mamata Gandhavarjita Paramatmataya Krishna Jata Santaratir Mata.
The Santarati realization of Krishna is in the neutral stage between the conception of impersonalism and personalism. This means that one is not very strongly attached to the personal feature of the Lord, and appreciation of the greatness of the Lord is called Shantarati. This is attachment not to the personal feature but to the impersonal feature. Generally, one in this stage is attached to the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Riteshe Junatishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya.
The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. This is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61. On the strength of this statement from Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that in the Santarasa, a devotee sees the Lord's representation everywhere. Dasarati is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.27. Thus, tene grahya hare mata aradhyatvatmika tesham rati pritir tirita priti sasma samharani yashau. When the Supreme Lord in his localized aspects is appreciated and a great devotee understands his subordinate position, not only does he surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but due to his subordinate position, he wishes to render some service and thus becomes favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee in Santarati is not very much willing to render service to the Lord, but a devotee in Dasarati voluntarily wants to render service. Due to this attitude, the devotee in Dasarati realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead more fully than a devotee in Santarati. He considers the Lord to be a worshipable object, and this means that his attachment for the Lord increases. On the Dasarati platform, a devotee is attached to rendering service to the Lord and he is detached from material activities. The Santarati is neither material nor spiritual, but Dasarati is actually on the spiritual platform. There is no attachment for material things on spiritual platform. A devotee in Dasarati has no attachment for anything but Krishna service. Chakrati is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.30 as follows. Yeshu Tulya Mukundasya Te Sakhaya Satamataha Samasya Gati Sakyam Ihochate. According to the opinion of advanced devotees and learned scholars, a devotee in Sakyarati feels equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the relationship in friendship. Due to having a friendly relationship with the Lord, not only is one free from material attachment, but one believes in equal dealings with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Sakyarati. The Sakyarati devotee is so advanced that he treats the Lord on an equal level and even extends his joking words. Although one is never equal to Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sakyarati devotee feels equal to the Lord and he does not feel guilty because of this. Actually, it is offensive to consider oneself equal to the Lord. The Mayavadis consider themselves equal to the Lord, but such feelings entail bereavement because they are material. The Sakyarati, however, is a feeling experienced in the mind by a pure devotee. And he is eternally related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that feeling. Vatsalya Rati is described as follows in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.33. Gurabo ye hare rasya te pujya iti visruta anugrahya sam rati idam lalan devyadi shivuka sparshanadikrita. When a living entity is situated on the platform of Vatsalya Rati, he thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his childhood feature. In this feature, the Lord has to be protected by the devotee, and at this time, the devotee takes the position of being worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The feelings of paternal love are called Vatsalya Rati. When the devotee is situated on this platform, he wants to maintain the Lord like a son. and he desires all good fortune for the Lord. He offers blessings to the Lord by touching his feet and head. Madhurati, or attachment in conjugal love, is described as follows. Mito hare mrigakshasya sambhogasya adhikaranam madhura parapariyaya priyata kyodita ratihi asyam katakshahu rukshepa priyapani mitalayaha. The conjugal relationship is experienced between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the young damsels of Brajabhumi. And due to their conjugal love, they continuously exist in eight kind of embraces called Madhurarati. No, eight kinds of remembrance. Thank you. Eight kinds of remembrance called Madhurarati. This intimate relationship brought about by conjugal love produces movements of the eyebrows, glancing, sweet words, and exchanges of joking words. So these are the description of five different ratis, starting from Shantarati. Bhakta bhedi rati bheda pancha parakar shantarati dasyarati sakyarati ar vatsalya rati madhur rati e pancha vibhed rati bhede krishna bhakti rase pancha bhed. So based on the situation, based on the platform of a devotee, there are different rasa, different rati. That's what Prabhupada has given quite good description over here. And starting with Sama, it's called, Sama is referring to Shantarati. Lord Krishna instructs Uddhava in Bhagavatam in Canto 11, what is Sama? Samo manishtata buddhe. Sama means one becomes attached to Krishna. Nishtata buddhe means the buddhi is fixed in Krishna. Intelligence is fixed. And dama indriya samyama. Dama means to control the senses. And similarly, you have a titiksha dukkha sammarso, experiencing, tolerating the distresses. It's called titiksha. Sans titiksha svabharata. Happiness and distress, they come and go, just like a winter and summer season. You must tolerate, O Partha. Sans titiksha svabharata. So, and jivopastha jayo dhritihi. Dhriti is to conquer the pushings of the tongue and upastha, the genital. So when one is situated in Shantarati, Shantarasa, experiencing Lord, the greatness of the Lord, as they say in America, the God is great. So Prabhupada says, this is the experience of Shantarasa. People in Shantarasa, they experience the God is great, but they are not inclined to serve. So as long as one is not inclined to serve, he is in Shantarati. So, so in one who is situated in Shantarati, he has two qualities, two guna, he says. What are the two guna? Krishna nishtha and Krishna tyag. Just to know God is great is one thing, but the one who is really realizing that God is great, and he comes to the platform of Shantarati, in that platform one becomes very attached to God. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Nishtha and Krishna Tyag. Krishna means hankering the material desires. He is free, or he has given up the material desires, and he has attachment to Krishna. That is Shantar. And he is very much attached to that the future, Paramatma future, the localized future of the Lord. He may not necessarily come to the temple or take a darshan of the Lord or be engaged in the service, but he is just happy having him in meditation in his heart. So in that way, he realizes that relationship as Santa Bhakta. Swarga Moksha Krishna Bhakta Narakari Mane. So even that Santa Rasa, the devotee who is fixed in Santa Rasa, he feels that achieving Swarga and going to heavenly planet and you know, attaining Moksha, the liberation even, is just as good as going to hell. You know, it's just a hell. No, nothing valuable for him. So, when he is meditating upon the Super Soul, Paramatma, he derives a lot more happiness. Therefore, going to heavenly planet or attaining the Brahma Sukha, what's called the liberation, is nothing for him. So, these two things are in his. In his life, in that stage, Krishna Nishtha and Krishna Tyaga, these two things. And then Krishna Nishtha, the attachment to Krishna and detachment from the material world. These two things are following to other rasas too. And Vatsalya, Dasya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, and Madhuri Rasa, all these two things are going along. And adding more qualities on that. It is as good as the, as it mentioned there, and Chaitanya Charitamrita here. And also, as we discussed that in Nyaya, you know, there is like a Prithvi, Jala, Agni, Vayu, Akash, right? Earth, water, fire, and ether. All these have progressively more and more qualities. So, Akash, first of all, ether has one quality, one guna, right? Ether has one quality. What is that? Shabda, right? And then fire. Fire has air, right? Air has a shabda and sparsha. And after that, fire has a shabda, sparsha, and rupa, that is sound, touch, and form, you find in fire. In air, you will see only when air blows, you hear the sound and feel the sensation, your touch. In fire, you got three things: rupa, shabda, and sparsha. And then, further than that, water. Water you can hear, water you can see the form, water you can touch, and water you can also get taste. And then finally coming to Prithvi, the bhumi, land, in Prithvi you will find five different qualities. You have shabda, sound, sparsha, the touch, you can touch, and rupa, the form, rasa, the taste, and sparsha, rupa rasa, ganda, the fragrance. Yeah. So, when you stamp on the ground, you will hear the sound. Sabda. Sparsha, you can touch, of course, you can touch the ground and you can see, you can touch something. And then rupa, the rupa is there, the form of the ground. Rasa is the experience when you know, grow something from the land, and then that rasa is coming from the earth, from the land, like a fruit. And gandha, and if you grow flowers, the gandha is coming from the prithvi, So rupa rasa shabda sparsha gandha, these five qualities. So similarly here, these five rasas, shanta rasa, dasya rasa, vatsalya rasa, sakya rasa, vatsalya and madhura. So then you have first of all shanta, as we mentioned, Krishna nishta and Krishna tyaga, detachment from the world and attachment to Krishna, we find in shanta rasa. Then we go to move up to dasya rasa. In dasya rasa we'll have the same Krishna nishta and Krishna tyaga, detachment from the world and attachment to Krishna, and one more thing, that is, since it is a dasya rasa, then you would offer service, do some service to Krishna. So this is one more quality. And as we move on to sakya rasa, then you have detachment from the world, attachment to Krishna, and the servitorship is there. At the same time, you will also have tulyata, means it feels equal to Krishna. Feels equal to Krishna. The examples of shanta rasa is, as mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, examples of shanta rasa devotees are Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, and Navayogendras. Of course, Navayogendras in the 11th canto, you see how wonderfully they speak about such a deep Krishna conscious philosophy and the feelings. But according to the statement of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Navayogendras and Shantarasa, and Sanaka, these four Kumaras also, even though we know them as Mahajan, the great devotees. And Dasya, you have, in Dasya you have Hanuman, there are a few others besides Hanuman. Prithu Maharaj also, Srila Prabhupada mentions, Prithu Maharaj in Dasya Rasa. And in Sakya you have Arjuna, Bhima, that is mentioned. And you have Chitraka, Patraka and Gokula, and Chitraka, Raktaka and Patrakas, they are mentioned Krishna's friends. And you know, while they are playing in their childhood pastimes, sometimes they climb on Krishna's shoulder, you know, I defeated you, you carry me. So they have even, they have this feeling that even though Krishna is God, but I am equal to Him now. You know, I am equal to Him. So at the same time, even though they feel this, the similarity or equal to Krishna, there is still feeling that he is my savior. And then in Vatsalya rasa, you will have the detachment from the world, attachment to Krishna. Then still there is a shabyata is there, a servitorship, some service needs to be done. And tulyata comes. And then even more than that is that I am the father or mother of him. I'm the parent, father of Krishna. In Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, there is one incident. One Brahmana comes and tells Jagannath Mishra that you're not understanding who your son is. He's Supreme Lord. You're not understanding. You should not chastise him like this. Jagannath Mishra said, whoever, even Narayan or whoever he is, but right now he is my child and it is my duty to direct him, you know, to train him. So that's why in the Vatsalya he feels, oh my God, he's God, I should not do anything to him. No, he is my child, so I should chastise him, I should train him. What is right, what is wrong. So the Guruta comes, Guruta Bhav comes in Vatsalya-rasa. And Krishna accepts the position of devotees, that they are my parents and I should serve him. And as going further and Madhurya, in Madhurya Rasa you have all those previous qualities and then one more quality comes in is Antarangata, that is intimacy. So there was a conversation with Srila Prabhupada, with Dr. Patel. Srila Prabhupada says, the sannyasis, sadhus, they may not be Vaishnavas, but then you should respect them, because they are they are appreciating the greatness of the Lord. Sarvam Kalyudam Brahma, right? Sarvam Kalyudam Brahma, everything is Brahma, the Supreme, the impersonal creature. So in that sense, they are in Shantaras, you should respect them. And also Prabhupada says that the real devotional service, real bhakti begins in Dasyaras, not in Shanta. In Shanta, he is realizing, he is experiencing the greatness of the Lord, but he is not inclined, he is not practically doing any service. The bhakti begins from the service. Bhakti means to serve. Bhaja sevayam. The word bhakti comes from the root dhatu. Bhaja sevayam. Bhaja means to serve. Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma prays. Bhajami. Here, bhajami means I serve him. Although we translate as I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Yes, of course, but worship, the worship of bhajami is to serve. So in Dasyarasa, the bhajami comes in practical application. In Dasyarasa, we offer service, we are inclined to do some service to Krishna. So that is the next, that is the beginning of devotional service. there's also. I heard one story from one of the devotees from Pune. He mentioned that there was one Babaji in Vrindavan. His name is Madhudas Babaji. He was in the platform of. Shakyaras with Krishna, with the Lord. So his life was like this. He would not beg for himself. He would just take whatever comes, whatever somebody offers. That way, or sometimes he would just collect some remnants of devotees and take. Even that remnants from the devotees, he would collect and wash and purify, and you offer to Krishna. Without offering, you cannot eat. Even though that's the remnants from the devotees, but he still attained that property, that Mahaprasad. But now, before he takes, he has to offer to Krishna. That was his bhava, his feelings. And one day, he was so much absorbed in thinking of Krishna in meditation. He brought these collections of Mahaprasad, and he forgot to offer to Krishna. And he ate. And as soon as he ate, he realized, I forgot to offer. What will happen now? So he got stuck. He's in mouth, but he forgot to offer Krishna. And then he's thinking, "Well, now what can I do now? If I swallow it, I'll be offended. I'll be offensive. I didn't offer this, and without offering, I'm eating it. But if I spit it out, it's also offensive, and I'm spitting out Mahaprasad. You know, it's not good. What to do now? What can I do? My Lord, please tell me what to do. So he holds that, you know, handful of food in the mouth, and he's thinking of Krishna, please tell me what to do. And thinking like that, he's crying, he can't really decide what to do. Should I spit it out or should I swallow it? it goes on the whole night he spent like that, whole day and whole night went, and finally at the end Krishna came. And then, yeah, Madhav Das, what are you doing? It's in your mouth, just take it, you know. So one day he was sitting like that, Krishna came. Krishna came, and that day he was looking not so happy. Krishna came, and he just sat on one side. Madhav Das said, "Hey, Lala, what happened?" Nothing. Yeah. But you're not looking happy. What's going on? What's wrong? Tell me. No, I don't want to tell you. No, but you tell me. What's wrong? He said, "Oh no. You know, since I came to Jagannath Puri, you know, all my joy is finished." Madhav Das said, "Well, what do you mean? You're taking what's called chapan bhog every day. You are enjoying." No. In Braj, you know, in Braj I used to steal and eat. That was fun. But here, not so good. So what can we do now? Madhav Das said, what can we do? So Krishna said, "If you don't mind, you come with me, we'll go to steal." "Steal? My God, what are you talking to me? I'm Babaji, you know, I'm old man. I can't just go do this such a mischievous thing. What are you talking about? No, don't worry. Come help me. I'd like to have fun. You know, some stealing has to be done." So then he said, "Okay, if you so desire, okay, so let's go." "So where do we go? What? Actually, this was in the Puri, not in Vrindavan. But he would just go Vrindavan and Puri, you know, time to time. So in Puri, this is what happened. So he said, let's go to the king's garden. You know, the king. So his garden is so wonderful. The garden, whole garden is maintained for Lord Jagannath. So he said, "We go to king's garden, we'll steal." So there are jackfruits on the tree. You climb up and throw some onto the ground, we'll enjoy. So in other words, but they're they're guards. They're guarding the garden. don't worry. So we'll just go playing in this way on the side. Then when they are all busy doing their own stuff, you can do something. So as they went around, so the guards were just sitting there and playing their cards. They're busy. So Krishna said, "Madhav Das, go up in the tree." "Me? My old man?" No, you can do it. "And I'll be here to guard. Whatever you give me, I'll just pack and go." So Krishna sent Madhav Das go on the tree. He goes up. And Krishna said, "Don't talk. If you talk, they will hear and you will be in trouble. Don't talk." So Madhav Das goes, "Then, okay, how far I go?" "Shh, don't talk." Okay, so now, okay. "This one or that one? Which one I should pick up?" "Shh, don't talk. If you speak, then we'll be in trouble. But I need to know which one you want. Okay, do that one." So he picks up the jackfruit, throws it in the ground. As it comes in the ground, you know, jackfruit is a big fruit. You know, makes big noise. Boom! The guards are looking back. "Hey, who's that?" So they come with a stick. "Hey, you thief, stealing the fruit. garden. So they come, and Krishna disappeared from there. And then they come, and then, you know, they got Madhudasji, because he has the dhoti, the longi, and beat bag. And slowly he's coming down. It takes time for him to get really. So as he came down, the guards got him, you know. And then they tied him up, beat him up a little bit. And then they tied to the tree. And Krishna is gone. He's not there anymore. And then the whole night he was sitting there, tied up to the tree. Next morning the guard took him to the king, and he was going, and the king was walking. Then the king said, "What is that? You're tying up Babaji." The guard said, "No, this is not Babaji, he's the thief. He was stealing the fruit from the garden." So then king said, "No, it cannot be." And then king asked Madhudasji, "Why? Why did you steal? Is it true?" Madhudasji said, "No, I didn't steal. You know, Krishna came, and king knew this Babaji was very, very advanced devotee." The Madhudasji said, "Krishna came and he wanted to do some mischievous thing, and he put me in this trouble. I don't know what he's doing." But then, okay. He said, "Okay." So king ordered the guard, "Okay, you go away." So So he asked Madhudasji, come to my place, please tell me more into detail what happened. So Madhudasji came in the palace, so he explained what happened. And then king said, what happened? Next morning when Krishna came, first there was the king. King said, I'm sorry that my guard has punished you and tied you up like that. So please forgive me and ask me whatever you want. I want to do service to you." So the Madhudasji said, the garden what you have, you know, if you are pleased, do one thing, that the garden what you have, just give to Krishna, so that he can always come and do his mischievous thing." So in this way he came back, and Krishna came to his ashram, the Madhudas ashram, and asked, "So how was your night?" So Mahamata said, what night? Night. You were not even there. When I was in trouble, you're not even there. Where did you go? And you didn't bring any fruit. The fruit I gave, you didn't even take care of it." And then Mahamata said, "You're good for nothing, you know. You put me in trouble and didn't even bring any fruit. But you see, I went to the king and I got the whole garden full." Can you imagine? So that this kind of sakya rasa that this Madhudasji has had. So bhakta bhede pancha rati bhed, okay, bhakta bhede rati bhed pancha parakar. So according to the standard, according to the platform of a devotee, the different rasas are being enjoyed by devotees. And Krishna appreciates, Krishna enjoys that, the relationship in that platform. There is so much, so much to say on this rati, five different rasas to explain in one sitting is not good enough. But anyway, we don't have much time. Here and then, Vatsalya, as we see, Vatsalya is Nanda Yashoda in Gokul, and in Puri means in Dwarka is the Devaki in Vasudev. In Gokul, Krishna enjoys being the child of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata and Krishna makes such a mischievous things in the pastimes, and Yashoda Mata has to bind him up in Ulukal, and then we get to know, you know, the Damodar Leela, you know. And Krishna carries the paduka, the shoes of Nanda Maharaj. He's thinking, I'm the child, so I have right to, you know, pick up the shoes of my father. So in this way, knowing the feeling of devotees, the Krishna reciprocates in the same rasa, in the same mellow. And in Madhurya, Krishna enjoys the intimacy with the Braja Gopis. Srila Prabhupada writes in 10th Canto, chapter 9, text 21. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, as the son of Mother Yashoda, is very easily available to the devotees, but not to Tapasvi, Yogi, Jnani, and others who have bodily concepts of life. They may be Shanta Bhakta. Real bhakti begins with Dasharas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experiences all this that's what he came here for, is to release the rasa, how Radharani felt with Krishna. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, or when Krishna was taken away from Vrindavan by Akrura, Radharani expresses her feelings so many different ways. All that is described, all that man is called Sveta Kampa Vaivarnya, all that. When Radharani sees Uddhava came with the message. And then what was the situation, what was the different feelings Radharani was going at that time? The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted in that in the similar way in Madhurya. Chapter 2 we can find, and you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes through one feeling, and then he reads one sloka from Jayadeva or Ramananda Raya's, one of the slokas,
Krishna
Karnamrita. And each feeling has, you know, he chants one sloka, because he's coming to that point, and then he explains that the sloka is like this. He deva, he daita, he bhuvanaika bandho, he Krishna, he chapala, he karunaika sindho, he Krishna, he nata, he ramana, he nayana virama, ha ha kadana bhavita sipadam drishorme. Oh my Lord, when you will be visible in front of my eyes. Of course, Arjuna came to instruct. You know, he has such an ocean of knowledge. He was trained up by Brihaspati and Shukracharya and all those great treasure of knowledge Uddhava had. But he did not have one particular the asset, that is prema, Braja prema. So therefore, when Uddhava came, he could see all the gopis and Radharani, how they are. So morose and so distressed in the separation of Krishna. And Radharani expressed at that time, you know, because all the gopis were showing, telling their expressions, their feelings. Krishna left. Krishna is not in Vrindavan, you know, apparently. They feel that Krishna has gone. But then they, you know, each and every gopi, they find, they kind of see Krishna somewhere. You know, some gopis can find Krishna when they are going to fetch water, and Krishna comes and helps them, and then they say, oh, Krishna, he's not here. some gopis can see Krishna while milking the cow. The Krishna came and pull away the calf. Oh, Krishna is here. Well, he's not here. You know, they can kind of have a glimpse of Krishna here and there. You know, gopis are cooking their food and Krishna comes and something. Some glimpses there, but they can't really see. And then they asked Radharani, don't you have any such feelings that you have seen Krishna in your dreams or somewhere in your daily life? Radharani says, I can't even sleep. The jealous sleep even gone when Krishna left. So I can't even sleep. What to tell? Swapne pashyanti ya kantam dhanyasta sakhiyosita asmakam tu gate kante gata nidra vivairini. My dear friends, Radharani said, my dear friends, all of you are seeing Krishna in your dreams and in your different household affairs. You are very fortunate. At least you see him in dreams. My situation is, I can't have a sleep. I don't have nidra. I don't have a sleep. Without sleeping, how can I see? How can I have a dream? The sleep, she considers sleep as co-wife. She's so jealous that she just went with Krishna and I can't sleep. I don't have sleep. I have no dream. What can I tell you? Asmakam tu gate kante gata nidrapi vairani. The vairani, my enemy, the sleep was also gone. So I can't sleep. So these are the feelings in Madhura Rasa. So of course time is up there, so I can't go on. Is there any question, corrections, comments on this regard? Gata Nidrapi Vairini. Gata Nidrapi Vairini. Vairini. Vairini.
Yeah. That's from
where? I think this is from Adi Puran. I heard from Radha Govinda Maharaj.
What's that?
Radha Govinda Maharaj. Swapne Pashyanti Yaha Kantam Dhanyasta Sakhi Yoshita Asmakam Tu Gate Kante Gata Nidrapi Vairini. Those who are seeing Krishna, those who are having Krishna and dream of Krishna, they are very fortunate. I'm so unfortunate that my co-wife, the jealous sleep has gone with Krishna. So I can't sleep, I can't have a dream.
Do we understand that Fourth Kumaras, before smelling Krishna, they were in Shantarasa, and afterwards they went to Shantarasa. How do we understand?
What did she say?
Fourth Kumara, do we understand them as in the Shantarasa before smelling Tulsi leaves? Or how do we understand them? What time?
Before meeting Lord Vishnu, they at least understood that there is God is there, right? Lord Vishnu is there. So that's in Shantarasa. And even after understanding Krishna, still they didn't put themselves in any service. So this is still in Shantarasa. That's what I
mean.
Yeah, that is there. They spoke Bhagavatam to Narada Muni. You know. Yeah, that's there. But then Chaitanya Charitamrita says it's there in Shantarasa. Yeah.
But he's speaking so much
half of speaking. Just speaking, well, I don't know. How to say?
They have seva.
They have seva.
They have seva, but they don't have mamata.
Oh, yes, okay. That's what it is. Mamata. Mamata Gandhavajita.
Because Rupa Goswami seen that.
Yeah.
Ravi Jaya Madhava Bhuri, Sharaka Sanatana Bhuri.
Varni Vijayate.
Why Rupa Goswami is speaking? So they are doing seva, but no more. That's story you mentioned is from Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj's book, but I don't know who twisted it. It's a little bit twisted. The Pune devotee or Maharaj?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost same, but there's a little. And also Dr. Patrava, the Ashwabhakta, not Shekhar.
Oh, okay.
Did Prabhupada put Shekhar?
I don't know. It is there, but I don't.
Yeah. I say Rakta Patrava, Rupa Gosai Patrava, the Dashabhakta, not Shekhar. But he says Shekhar, so I was wondering whether Prabhupada
put it in here. Okay, maybe I'm mistaken. That was.
That's okay.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Okay, Garagraja Prabhu, you said. Go ahead.
What chapter is that? Madhu Das Babaji? Is that it?
Madhu Das Babaji.
So, you said Babaji.
Yeah, Madhu Das Babaji.
So, that what chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is that?
It's not.
You said
it. No, Prangani Prabhu said it's in the.
No, this is. This story is from Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj's book.
He has many books. Which book?
Only one book of the
Jagannath Prasadam. Oh, that
the
one with the deity?
Not with the same name. Not Madhavdas Babaji. It's a different story. But the story is the same story in Jagannath. But then maybe Pune devotee added something. Edited and read.
Krishna Sarup, you have that book?
No, I don't. I heard only.
You heard?
Yeah.
It's online.
I mean, the story as goes, each speaker can say something different, you know, that happens. You
know.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice class.
Yeah, thank you, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Thank you.